Thank you, gentlemen. This is a long one. Pay attention. I'm going to fumble it a couple of times. State law prohibits local tax on alcohol sales. Juneau and two other towns have alcohol sales tax because they were grandfathered in. An alcohol sales tax is a tax on a luxury, not a necessity. Would you be willing to stand up to the alcohol lobby to repeal this law? Or do you have other ideas for acceptable local tax revenue? You want to think for a bit?
I want you to read it again.
Okay. I have no problem. I didn't stumble too badly. We're going to
no,
try
you
this
did great.
Okay. There are a bunch of statements, and then there are a couple of questions. The first couple of statements, state law prohibits local tax on alcohol sales, period.
That's not correct.
Right.
I'm reading the question.
Well, do you want answers based on the fact?
I think, Mem, that's a good point. Let's do this. Let's skip the two statements and go to the questions. Okay? Fair enough? Susan's going to fix me, I think.
I might be able to. I don't know.
Okay.
On alcohol higher than your general sales tax.
Right.
Now, Sitka, we have a tobacco tax, which is higher on tobacco products than a regular sales tax.
That's
a lot. We're not allowed to do that on alcohol because alcohol lobbyists got this law passed in the 90s. So the citizens of Sitka cannot choose our tax structure. So I'm thinking
for alcohol.
Sales tax on alcohol is a sales tax on a luxury, not a necessity like groceries, shoes for your children that we pay sales tax on. We have to start taxing luxuries rather than necessities. So I'm hoping we can repeal that law and create a sales tax on alcohol. But that's going to take standing up to the alcohol lobbyists.
Thank you.
And we are taxing alcohol in Sitka. So you have to be careful how you say it.
Okay.
So we are taxing it, we just are limited. We can't go higher than our 6%, our highest tax rate, our sales tax. So we want to be able to tax higher, like Juneau's doing.
Okay, so let's, good discussion. I think the questions still stand. Stephen, are you first, do you know?
I'm just going to say that I really believe this is very much a local issue. And just seeing how it's happening here, I know what you're saying, and I understand. And, you know, if that's what's the best of what needs to be happening here in Sitka, yeah, I'm going to stand up for you in every way that I possibly can. That's my job. That's why I'm going around to make sure that I'm listening to everybody as much as I possibly can. But just right now in this room with your mayor, I can see that we don't have this worked out even on a local level, so that take it to a state level on where I would be on that, I'm going to have to wait and see what comes out of the discussion here locally.
Stephen, thank you. Jonathan, step right in there.
I haven't thought about this issue before, and it hasn't come up in the last 2 years. On principle, I'm generally interested in local control, and especially decisions being made on a local level about taxation in this. I generally disagree with policy where the state places embargoes on what local communities can do as far as revenue raising, on principle. That said, I haven't heard both sides on this issue other than a couple of statements I just heard from one side of this issue. And if I may, I think this probably also ties into a larger question about sort of the fiscal plan for Alaska. And you know, down the road, there's going to be a lot of talk about revenue, both at the state and the local level, especially if the oil production continues to decline as it has been and as it is projected to. And shifting services and costs for services locally or keeping them at the state level is going to be a huge question. And putting new areas for raising revenue on the table is going to be part of that question as well. So I think it ties into a lot of important issues. And if I may, I also had one last point on the commercial fisheries question, specific ideas. And this is, again, something we've been working on. I failed to mention the first go around. You know, right now, like hand trolling is the ultimate entry into commercial fishing in Southeast Alaska. You know, hand troll permits about $10,000. You know, a kid that graduates Cake High School or Sitka High School can get a hand troll permit and pay it back and earn a living. And, you know, upgrade to the power troll permit, upgrade to a gill netter, you know, even a seiner down the road. And one thing that I've identified, you know, talking with these people in rural communities who've been grown up fishing, they know how to catch king salmon, they know how to catch coho, is that the commercial fishing revolving loan fund in Alaska doesn't recognize or empathize with your sort of atypical loan applicant. If someone grows up in Cake and doesn't have the credit history that someone in Juneau or Sitka has, that person can't apply to get financing for even a small permit, like a hand troll permit, which ultimately is enough for him or her to make a good annual keep and work his or her way into the fishery, eventually buying a power troll, eventually bringing more money back into a rural community. So that was a specific idea, and we're working to actually change some of those rules, and I think it was worth a mention as well.